Hundreds of mourners accompanied the remains of Huna police officers Tony Wallace and Matt Tokioka to Huna this morning aboard the state ferry Malaspina. Wallace and Tokioka were shot and killed by a lone gunman last month as they chatted with each other and their families on Huna's Front Street. KTOO's Casey Kelly spoke with some of those traveling to Huna for the officers' memorial service.
Greg Browning, Chief of Police, Juneau, Alaska. It's a very sad day for all of us in Alaska, especially in Southeast Alaska. And the Juneau Police Department is proud to be able to pay our respects to our neighboring police departments. And our we were proud to be able to go over there and assist in a time of need. And I think we're going to have a pretty good representation at the services. I said it's a sad day for all of us. It's a terrible thing that this had to happen. So we're going to do what we can to pay our respects.
Tom Clemens, Chief of Police, Seward, Alaska. It's a difficult time when you know you lost a brother officer out there, and finding good men to do this job is very difficult anyways. So it's a loss for Huna, it's a loss for the law enforcement community of Alaska.
Brad Johnson, Deputy Chief, Fairbanks Police. Law enforcement's a very close-knit community across the state. Most of us know each other, we all work together one way or another, and when we suffer a tragedy like this, it's important that we all come together and work through it together.
Mike Tagabat. I'm with Gold Belt Security, retired Juneau Police Department. 2005 I retired. The one thing that I'm looking at here on this ship right now is how many agencies are represented here. Police service, fire service, city assembly people. Not just from Juneau, but this is a statewide response. Our community is so large and so loving and taking care of each other that we're going over to wrap our arms around them and just give them the hugs that they need to know that we love them and we want to be there to help them out.
My name is Glenn Ramsey. I'm a sergeant with the RCMP, Royal Canadian Mounted Police, in Whitehorse. Quite an honor, actually, is about all I really could say. But it's an honor to come and support the law enforcement community in Alaska. There's a connection between the law enforcement community in Alaska and the RCMP in the Yukon, for sure, yes. And the RCMP across Canada, I'm sure, as well.
My name is Ralph Knudsen, Sr. Originally from Huna. I served there for 11 years. As a police officer, I was only getting $75 a month. That's kind of rough because it's my tribal brother's son-in-law that got shot.
Kyle Valerio, lieutenant with the Kodiak Police Department. It's important to be here for this event. This is not something any of us cherish ever going, having to go to. But we're not here for us. We're here for the family. We're here for the fellow officers. We're here for the community. It's just a very important thing that needs to be done.
Some of those attending today's memorial service for slain Huna police officers, Tony Wallace and Matt Tokioka.